God.
Hello, Radio St. Pete. This is Alexis Baum, otherwise known as AB of AB Sees You, the show that sees people for who they are, wherever they are, and shines a little audio spotlight on their story. In this lovely bohemian night evening, AB sees who?
Cat Lallier.
Cat Lallier in this very noisy bohemian night. What is going on here? Where are we? What is happening?
We are at the most fabulous bed and breakfast in all of historic Kenwood for an evening of the arts. The place is teeming, the food is overfloweth, and the art is really the star of the show here.
It's true! And you happen to be one of the artists, are you not?
Can you tell us
a little bit about your art?
I am. So I make some fabulous...
Yes, you do. Tell us what you make. You're a multi-talented artist, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I do many things. I wear many hats. So I do paint a lot of murals, but tonight I'm featuring some of my more sizable wall hangings, made all out of sustainable materials, made all without sketches, all freehand.
Really?
Yes, really.
So what got you started in doing that? How did you come up with that way of working?
Well, I really got started working with these particular materials by upcycling some clothing.
Oh, okay.
So I was working on fabrics, and I really loved the way that the paint was treated on the fabrics as opposed to canvas. And I said, I would like to explore this more. Let's make these bigger than a t-shirt.
Oh, really?
So I started.
So it started with t-shirts.
Yeah, t-shirts.
I mean, that's very St. Pete.
Yeah.
I feel like St. Pete is a t-shirt city. Are you from St. Pete?
I am not from St. Pete. I'm originally from a tiny town in rural Delaware.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, 300 people live there. One traffic light.
Okay, we need to name this town. What is this town?
All right, you've never heard of it, but I'll tell you here. You've heard it here first, actually. It's Ellendale, Delaware.
Ellendale, like the name Ellen.
Yeah. Yep. Ellen and Dale. Yeah.
Hello, 300 people in Ellendale, if you're listening to Radio St. Pete.
Yes, I'm here putting us on the map. You're welcome, friends.
Love it. And can you tell us, so from t-shirts to canvas, t-shirts. What other mediums do you work in?
I do a lot of aerosol, which is, artist-grade spray paint work as a muralist. So I do anything from a garage door to a 7-story apartment building, really focusing on public art. And when I do that, it's a little less abstract and a little more focused on joy, nature, and inclusivity of the communities in which the artwork is placed.
And are those a bit more planned, or do you freeform murals as well?
I plan the murals.
Like those are like a whole production.
Yeah, they're usually commissioned, so it's more of a collaboration between the client and myself.
Okay, that's a little different. But this is like your personal kind of expression.
Yep, this is my personal expression. This is what I like to do for me. It's what I find relaxing, so.
And you're also leading a very important project in Kenwood right now.
I am.
I am.
I've had the immense honor and opportunity to curate a bunch of other really talented, really wonderful local artists to do murals on the homes of neighbors in the neighborhood.
Yeah. I mean, we're so grateful to have you here, Kat. The mural project that has just launched, like, within the last month or two.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, we have our first two completed, another one in progress as we speak, I believe.
Okay.
And about three more ready to roll with opportunities for more. So.
Well, you're going to see lots of art, your art and others, all around historic Kenwood, coming soon to, I don't know, a production near you, because I'm sure we're going to have, like, launch events to, like, celebrate all of this new art around our neighborhood.
For sure. And there's walking tours coming up,
there's a
bungalow fest,
yes.
You know, so
that's
people
true.
Are going to be in the streets, and you know what else is in the streets? This artwork.
It's so artwork. You heard it here on Radio St. Pete. Thank you, Kat.